The state's highest court says it'll review statute of limitations and church-state entanglement issues in two cases involving abuse by a Kenosha County priest. It's possible the court could reverse rulings from the mid-1990s that make Wisconsin virtually the only state in which abuse victims can't sue religious organizations like the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese. About 30 victims have settled out of court with the archdiocese over the past year. But the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, wants Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan to suspend the signing of any new restitution agreements until the state court rules. SNAP leader Peter Isley says the victims may be signing their rights away.
Many of these individuals need inpatient hospitalization, and they don't understand that by signing an agreement with the Archdiocese, they are taking away their rights to go to court, which could open up for victims again in the next few months. That they're taking away their rights to be able to get documents showing what the church knew and did with the men and women that raped them as children.
Isley says victims may even be losing their right to bring current and past archdiocese officials in for court depositions. Isley says he's not out to stop counseling and other immediate needs for the victims. About 50 victims have not yet settled with the church. The offices of the Milwaukee Archdiocese are closed today. A church spokesperson says the issue may be discussed with the Archbishop and an independent mediator in the cases next week. SNAP also wants the Archbishop to spell out how much church money is being used to settle cases or will be used for lawyers at the state Supreme Court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.